Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 252. Love your craft so much that it's pleasing to serve everyone, whether you like them or not. And I like this title. It's what came to me after I was reading a little excerpt from Anthony Bourdain, may he rest in peace, from one of Zach Pogrob's newsletters. And Anthony Bourdain said this, and then I'll explain why I said, love your craft so much that it's pleasing to serve everyone, whether you like them or not. You need love. Hopefully it's love for the people you're cooking for, because the greatest and most memorable meals are as much about who you ate with as they are about what you ate. But love for what you're doing and for the ingredients you're doing it with will more than suffice. I suggested once to a maniacal barbecue professional that cooking well was not a profession, it was a calling. He laughed and went further, it's an illness. I knew just what he meant. You must like cooking for other people, even if you neither know nor like them. You must enjoy the fact that you are nourishing them, pleasing them, giving the best you've got. That. So love your craft so much that it's pleasing to serve everyone, whether you like them or not, because you are in service. You are in service to your gifts. You're in service to God. You're in service to humanity. When you love your craft, you become less distracted by the external and more consistent with the purpose, with the intuition, with the feeling, with the, it brings you very present. You'd be surprised. I mean, it's not just that we do not get distracted. Of course we can get distracted. Distractions happen. It can happen to everybody. But it's different when you love on your craft, because it's helping you decide in any given moment what's most important. So that's the first thing I was thinking of. Now, the second thing is I like where he says that he laughed one further, it's an illness. I knew just what he meant. You must like cooking for other people, even if you neither know them nor like them. You must enjoy the fact that you are nourishing them, pleasing them, giving the best you've got. It doesn't matter, you know, it's very interesting. I know that at any given point in time, people's choices can, if you don't align with them, they can really either upset you, trigger you, you know, whatever it might be. And I think a really great way to counter that is to love so much that what you do, that same love you have for what you do and for yourself, you want others to have, regardless of maybe how they're currently going about their life or their choices. And I think that's what allows us to also have a lot more grace for other people, regardless of where they're at in their journey, regardless of whether or not you agree with them or you align with them. And I know if depending on where you focus your energy and attention these days, you can see a lot of people, you know, kind of at each other at times or divided. And, you know, that's because the focus a lot of times is on a trigger or a trauma or, you know, something that once existed or is being created to exist simply from giving it energy, versus could you imagine if, and you see this too, the other side, which is people who are loving so much what they do and how they do it and themselves in the process, that the divides don't exist. They just see, you know, a beautiful canvas of the world that they play in. And in doing so, they break all kinds of barriers that are kind of put in place from energetic bonds that, you know, people who are paying attention too much to the worldly, to the physical, are often have created. And so when you love on your work, when you love on yourself in a way that allows you to really bring purpose and meaning and mission, and by the way, it can be from anything. I think that, well, I'll finish at one point first, which was when you do that, you automatically want that for anybody else, even if they're not currently operating from that. And then the other thing that I was going to basically just say is that when you do that, you are also, it doesn't matter what the thing is, right? And I think a lot of times you hear people say, my purpose, is it big enough? You're starting to put yourself into a comparison mode. You're starting to put yourself into this physical world. Because like I look at, and I've referenced this person before, I forget what her handle is online, but it's like something like Spreadsheet Girl or something like that. She does something with spreadsheets or whatever it might be. Almost 1 million followers or something like that. Listen, helping people in something that they're very frustrated in when it comes to numbers and organization and math and finances, this is a big deal. That's a very big deal. You're bringing calmness and love to something, that is very frustrating to a lot of people. So when I say love your craft, I don't, or be within your purpose and love on your purpose, I don't want you to complicate it. And I don't want you to feel like it's constantly outside of you. I want you to nurture what's inside of you. I want you to nurture these talents and these skills. And I don't want you to like downplay them and be like, really? Like I'm so good at knitting. What do you mean that's like for something? You just don't know. You could be the person that ends up knitting like one of a kind, hats with a certain type of messaging that then get out to the, to all kinds of people, or maybe you end up raising money through that and you create these beautiful pieces for maybe people who are sick and in the hospital and dying. You just don't know, and you have to really let go, but love your craft so much that it's pleasing to serve everyone. And of course, whether it's people that you're connecting with or not, you don't know who you're affecting. You really don't. Again, he says, you must enjoy the fact that you are nourishing them, pleasing them, giving them the best you've got. And yes, it will not always be received by, that's the next point I want to bring up. It won't always be received by everybody. Your craft may not always be received by everybody. And maybe it is, and maybe in some ways it's also received maybe with comparison or maybe some with a lot of criticism and critique. There's good critique and then there's not so good critique, right? But it won't matter as much the more you love on the details. That's what I'm saying. Like the self-love and not the way it's, promoted constantly by gurus, but like the self-love, which is like, hey, I'm given all of these wonderful tools within. Maybe I should really spend time cultivating that and loving on these skill sets instead of constantly seeking alternative skill sets that others seem to be doing really well with, like, maybe your gifts are what you're supposed to be doing really well with. And you do it so well that the receiver isn't as it's important that you're doing it for all, and how it's received isn't as important. And on top of that, you're actually fulfilling on the mastery and the creativity. And then also you are connecting with soul and with God, and you'll detach a lot more. And you won't need external validation. Now, yes, of course, some types of validation are good for the people you're serving, because it's good to know whether or not you're actually providing the value, or how you continue on your mastery or whatnot, right? But love your craft so much that it's pleasing to serve everyone, whether you like them or not, whether they were initially your intended audience or not, whether they were the people there are plenty of people that I ended up reaching, especially in the last half a year, that I never really thought about reaching, that they weren't really essentially my target audience, if you will, quote unquote, if we're going to use the branding business side, target audience. But you never know who you're going to inspire along the way. And you never know what season they're in. They may have seasons where it's really resonating. They may have seasons where your work is resonating, then all of a sudden it's not resonating, and then it's resonating again. I've had tons of people who've, like, they've unfollowed me at times of the journey, and then they followed me later on. No, maybe not tons, but there's been a few, And you can't take offense to if people that you are serving leave for a little bit or don't currently need what you're offering. That's another point I wanted to bring up when I was reading this, is because that's why you have to stay tied to the love of your craft, because everybody is going through something and everybody is experiencing their own journey, their own trials and tribulations, their own tests, their own thoughts, reflective processes, their everything, right? Everything. I've had people who, you know, I've had to ask me like, hey, I'm going to stop with the text for a while, or I'm going to stop with the emails. I'm like, please, by all means, whatever you need to do for you right now. You know, I never want them to feel, I always want my work to serve. And sometimes people need to shut all of the external inputs down. I agree with that. In fact, it's like, hey, get rid of a lot so you can really rein it back in to ground yourself, you know? That's one of the final points I want to bring up, which was I don't want you to also worry about when you love your craft, you won't actually worry about who comes and goes. You just won't. It's different because you're not relying on should I keep going if people are coming and going. Loving the craft is what keeps you going. That's the connection. That's the creativity. That's your connection to God in a lot of ways. Co-creation. That's why loving your craft is so, so important, because you'll go regardless of who's following or not, or who's fallen off or not, and you won't take offense by it. I've had people come back and say, man, like, I just checked in. It's been a long while. Like, you're really going. You're actually going even further than I thought. And you've actually also expanded. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm growing and evolving too. I'm growing and evolving from my craft, from what I'm learning. You know, and I'm grateful for people who are there I'm very grateful for the ones who have been at the beginning all the way through, because you guys are amazing. You guys actually really, you really seen some things. But I'm also grateful for the ones that popped in and out. I'm grateful for the ones that just joined. I'm grateful for the ones who joined early on, left, came back maybe several times. You know, because hopefully I'm bringing something of value in that moment that they need, but I'm bringing value to myself in my craft and the respect for my gift always. Love your craft so much that it's pleasing to serve everyone, whether you like them or not. Just know that, or whether you know them or not, right? You must enjoy, as Anthony Bourdain said, you must enjoy the fact that you are nourishing them, you are pleasing them, you're giving the best you've got. That's when I hear that, that's how I feel about, like, that's what being in service is. I think sometimes that gets a little convoluted, right? Well, I'm trying to be of service. And so what you find is forgetting the discernment and the boundaries and replenishing yourself, and instead being depleted of your energy to only serve and not necessarily have a deeper relationship with yourself. And instead everybody extracts you, your value, your energy, and you're burnt out. And I think that's where it gets a little convoluted, right? Because being in of service is, if I am really grounding in my craft or set of craft or set of skills and enjoying them and really cultivating them in a way that brings more value to the world through me, A, that's much more scalable, but B, doesn't come at the cost of you. It comes in the benefit from you. Right? So that's how I want you to feel, like, of service. And servicing your talents, putting yourself at the forefront and understanding who you are and who you are in this world, no matter how long that takes, is respecting your soul, is respecting the process, is respecting God for, you know, blessing you in so many ways, and the world benefits from that. Love your craft so much that it's pleasing to serve everyone, whether you know them or not, or like them or not, right? I'm going to throw that part in there. Whether you know or like them or not, right? That's being of service. Loving your craft is being of service. That's why you also, and I know there's, like, been, like, a lot of kind of dilution of the whole, like, self-love movement and this and that. It's like, no, listen, like, the idea of self-love is understanding your emotions, using humility to make key decisions, keeping yourself to a set of standards and values, having discerning boundaries and being honest, standing in your integrity and your values, and learning how to practice all of that. Because it's not just like you just stand in it one day and it's, you know, I mean, it's a lifelong practice. And that's actually how I got closer to God, is because I couldn't do that alone. And I didn't want to rely on man's interpretation, the physical world's interpretation of that. I wanted to rely on my soul for the things that I don't know, and for feeling into it and feeling into to God's presence. That's how I ended up having a closer relationship with God and realizing a lot of this stuff. You know, allowing God in did actually expand all of this. And so that's where, when I hear self-love, it's like, that's what I mean about when you love yourself, you will treat the world very differently. Very differently, hopefully. It's a practice, it's a journey, it's a lot of grace, it's a lot of empathy and respect. Again, it's discernment and honesty, boundaries and kindness, right? There's all these beautiful contrarian type of a things where, you know, on one hand, it's like you're not here to put up with other people's you know, junk on you or anything like that, but at the same time, you're also not here to go into the energy of it and enable it and put fire onto it, right? So there's like this constant boundary within yourself and with the rest of the world of, you know, I see you, it's not what I would want for you, but I'm also not the final authority, and I'm also not here to tell you what to do or what not to do, but I am here to manage the better version of myself every day, and that may or may not include you. So long as I am in my body of work, loving my craft, and constantly, you know, bettering myself 1% more every single day and working with God, the rest will figure itself out. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Please check the show notes for any and all applicable links. The free clarity workshop, the free goal planning workshop, right design build workshop. It's still 50% off. I'm just going to leave it at that for right now. Our creator community, additional podcast episodes. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. Sorry. And the reason why I mentioned Shopify is I am launching my merch store Monday, April 22nd. That is my birthday. That is Earth Day. As also, apparently, as a full moon, but hey, all the great feels, all the great energy. I'm launching the apparel and merchandise store Monday, April 22nd. You will see a link to that on Monday's episode and on Instagram. If you are in my texting community or in my broadcast channel on Instagram, you will see the notification first. I have to do it that way. So I want to honor and respect this process. So I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Thank you as always. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.